Since we rotated to the left, i.e. in the negative y-axis sense, the north pole of our octamer, which was facing us directly before, is now on the left. The south pole is on the right. From this perspective, we can see several things. First of all, the surface is defined by the alpha carbon atoms of the ABCD and EFGH tetramers are not perfectly flat after all, but kinked. Yet they are close to being true planes, wherefore they almost disappear when viewed from the side like this. Secondly, we see that the two tetramer planes are very close to being parallel to one another. Although the deviation from parallelism cannot be precisely defined because of the complexity of the shapes involved, I think you can see that it's only a few degrees. Can we not therefore define an equatorial plane, dividing the octamer into the tetrameric equivalent of two hemispheres, the ABCD tetramer at the north and the EFGH tetramer at the south?